If you were invited to a banquet by the mayor of your city, would you go? Or suppose even if the president of the United States were to invite you to some state affair, to a banquet, would you turn down that invitation? The parable we looked at today deals with a situation like that, and I'm going to read in Luke chapter 14, beginning with verse 15. When one of those who were reclining at the table with him heard this, he said to him, "Blessed is everyone who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." But he said to him, "A certain man was giving a big dinner, and he invited many, and at the dinner hour he sent his slave to say to those who had been invited, 'Come, for everything is ready now.' And they all began making excuses. The first one said to him, 'I've bought a piece of land, and I need to go out and look at it. Please have me excused.' Another one said, 'I've bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I'm going to try them. Please have me excused.' Another one said, 'I've married a wife, and for that reason I cannot come.' And the slave came back and reported this to his master. Then the head of the household became angry and said to his slave, 'Go out at once into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and the crippled and the blind and the lame.' And the slave said, 'Master, what you have commanded has been done, and still there is room.' And the master said to the slave, Go out into the highways and along the hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I tell you, none of those men who were invited shall taste of my dinner." Interesting parable, isn't it? The Lord Jesus here telling about this great man, this wealthy man, one of the important men of the city who has this banquet, and he sends out an invitation. In Matthew, he tells a similar parable, and he speaks of the man there as a great king. And certainly here the emphasis is on someone who is wealthy, who is powerful, and who is sending out this invitation to people who are just the ordinary run of people, people without prestige, people without wealth. And if you lived in a land where there were the very rich and the very poor, this would be even more striking. So often in the Western world in which we live, even the poor have much. But in these countries, in the situation in which the Lord is speaking of, those that were very poor, and the rich were very rich oftentimes. Here it's a very wealthy man, a very rich man, a very great man, and he has this banquet, and he is inviting now all to come. The invitation goes out to certain ones first of all. He invited many, it says, and then the invitation is widened. Now let's think of the man. Who is this man? Well, it's the Father. It's God the Father himself, who Jesus is speaking of, who is the one now who invites all to come to this banquet. He's a wealthy man. He's a great man. This is the way he's pictured. He's powerful. And as we think of our God, we realize what a great God, what a powerful God, what a wonderful God he is. And yet he condescends to invite those of us that live here on earth to his banquet. Who are the first that are invited? Well, I think we could say here that they are the Jewish people that Jesus has in mind, especially the rulers, especially the leaders of the Jewish people, who when Jesus came with the gospel, when John the Baptist came with the gospel, and before that, when the Old Testament prophets came and invited the people to turn and to be saved, there were very few that accepted that invitation. Isaiah could say, "Come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." And all through the Old Testament, God is pleading with the people, sending his prophets and pleading with them to turn to him and to accept his salvation. So that it's an invitation that's been going out for a long time. the greatness of the host, the greatness of God himself. This is the one who offers the invitation, the greatest person in the universe. And he invites now those of us that live here on this earth to come to this banquet. And so it's a great invitation. It's an invitation that came to the Jewish people first of all. In John 1:11, it says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. And then it goes on to say, but as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. And so the invitation is broadened later, but initially it came to the Jewish people. And they had the wonderful privilege here of hearing the gospel first, and of turning and accepting this offer of God's grace. What an invitation it is. What a gracious, wonderful invitation. The greatness of the provision, a banquet put on by a wealthy man, the best of food, a happy time together. So it was a tremendous offer, really, wasn't it? And this is the way that the Lord Jesus pictures salvation. I wish that this could really grip you. Many times today people think of, well, if I become a Christian, it's a very unhappy situation. It means I won't be able to do this, I won't be able to do that. And they have so many negative thoughts about this matter of becoming a believer, of turning to the Lord. Jesus here pictures this as someone coming to a banquet that is just loaded with delicious food, and where there's a happy atmosphere, and it's a time of joy and rejoicing. And if you don't know the Lord today, I wish that that concept could grip you, that if you turn to the Lord, if you come to him, he's a God who wants you to be happy. He's not a God who's going to make you unhappy, a God who wants to torture you or make you miserable. The Lord here pictures salvation as a banquet, a great banquet, that people are invited to attend. And that provision is still the same today. When you think of a banquet like this, you think of the fact there's fellowship, you think of the fact there's warmth, there's happiness, there's security. It's just a time of real joy. And this is how the Lord Jesus pictures salvation and pictures the invitation that is going out to all, that all may come to know him. The different ones who come with the invitation, the servants of the master that go out with him. Well, we can say the Lord Jesus himself, of course, was initially the servant in New Testament days after John the Baptist, going out and inviting people, inviting them to come to this feast, and to enjoy, to delight in this, the good things of God's salvation. The Lord Jesus himself was the one who went everywhere preaching the gospel. But then also I think we could say that secondarily, the invitation now is going out through his servants, through all those others who are serving him so faithfully and so loyally. This is the invitation that is being sent forth, that's being promoted and propagated by his servants everywhere today. The gospel message as it's proclaimed and sent forth. Those who were invited, we mentioned, are first of all the Jewish leaders. And the Jewish people as a whole, receiving this invitation. I think of the invitation that Isaiah gives in Isaiah 55. And this is the invitation of God to his people. And he says, ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money to come, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why do you spend money for that which is not bread, and your wages for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourself in abundance. The invitation of God in the Old Testament, and even here it's pictured, you see, as a banquet to which people are invited to come. And the privilege they have, the opportunity they have to come now to the Lord, who says, you have needs, you have hunger, you have spiritual longings and desires, and God says, I can meet every one of those needs and desires. So the invitation is very great, and the provision is very great. And the Jews, the tragedy of it is that here the Jewish people as a whole rejected their Messiah and rejected the salvation of God. Notice the excuses they make. Such miserable excuses. What a slap in the face for the one who is the Lord, who is the great one offering this banquet. What a slap in the face it is. Here they could sit at the table with him, and they could enjoy his fellowship and enjoy the good things. But instead they say, no, I don't have time. One says, I bought a piece of land, I need to go out and look at it. He says, I'm more interested in real estate than I am in sitting at your table. Another one says, look, I've bought some oxen and I'm going to go out and try them. More interested in my oxen, more interested in my farming project than I am in coming to this banquet and sitting at your table. And someone else says, well, I married a wife, and I'm just more interested in spending time with her than I am in coming to your banquet. All of these excuses, they're materialistic excuses, aren't they? And they're excuses which really spurn the offer that's made of the banquet. In effect, they're saying, we don't think your banquet is worth going to. We don't think it's worthwhile for us to come and to be at your table. We would rather be occupied in the things that we're interested in doing right now, whether it's our land, whether it's our my business, whether it's my home, whether it's my wife, my children, all of these excuses. What a slap in the face, you see, for the one who is the Lord here, and the one who invites us to the banquet. The streets of the city, he says, go out into the streets of the city. And first of all, a message went out in Israel itself. It went out to the Jewish people. Today the offer is open to all. The invitation comes to you. Will you come to the banquet today?